Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Credit Havens radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And today's topic, we will be discussing how to maximize your time spent in the office. So this is definitely a very good, a very exciting show that I want to talk about today. You might hear some background noise. We have a lot of people working in our office today, which is a very good thing. We're busy here. We have quite a few different spaces in there. Every single spot is filled right now. So you may be hearing some background noise, but other than that, definitely going to get started. So this show, we're going to talk about our two sponsors of the show. The first one is Cornerstone Student Loan Services. This is a company that essentially student loan help made easy. You know, it's a company that helps people who need help with their student loans in order for whether it be payment relief, lowering monthly payments. Maybe someone's interested in debt forgiveness eligibility and understanding what that means. Maybe you're a teacher and you're interested in teacher loan forgiveness as well as public service debt forgiveness eligibility, and you are able to qualify for both if you meet the qualifications. So there's a lot of great options there, and also helping the people who are in default or potentially going into default on their student loans and helping them put together a game plan to get them out of default through what's called a rehabilitation. So great, great company. If you have any questions at all about your student loans, we are able to service people nationwide. The number to call is 1-800-599-2614, 1-800-599-2614. This episode is also brought to you by Vessel Law and their service of Real Credit Solutions. Vessel Law is a local-based company here in Minnesota, so this is for people who are local here in Minnesota. It's a company that helps people improve their credit, whether it comes to the dispute process and in challenging potentially unverifiable and inaccurate information on the report itself, as well as identity theft if you've gone through an issue, if there are debts that you need help negotiating to save you the most money. You know, all these are things that can be offered through Vessel Law Firm to help you as a client to make sure you're taking all the correct steps to get you to your goal, as well as save you time and money. Another big piece that Vessel Law Firm does that's a huge difference out of any other company out there here locally in Minnesota is they do utilize a product through Real Credit Solutions called the Credit Builder Blueprint. This is a trademark product that essentially in detail that's sent to the client explains every single step that they should be taking in detail and when to be taking that step to get there to their goal. So that comes to rebuilding, when to apply for a credit card, what type of credit card, when should I get another credit card, how should I manage these credit cards, should I get a credit builder installment loan, should I wait on that, everything always based on the client, their financial situation, and timeline around the goal. So if you have any issues concerning your credit, please reach out to Vessel Law Firm. The number to call is 612-444-3420, 612-444-3420. So perfect. Well, let's get right into it. So this episode, once again, of Credit Havens is going to be, or what I'm going to be talking about, is how to maximize your time spent in the office. So the one thing that I've been working a lot on is understanding how am I able to be effective in the office without, per se, having to spend more time in the office, because I already do spend a lot of time in the office. So it's all about understanding what can I do to really maximize my time, how can I streamline certain processes, you know, what can I be doing when it comes to helping clients, when it comes to working with companies, when it comes to affiliates, when it comes to potential clients and leads. There's so many different things that I have to work on in a given day, so it's understanding what's priority, how should I schedule my day so I can accomplish everything that needs to be accomplished without having to spend, you know, 16 hours. So the first thing that I wanted to go through is talking about how to plan your day. You know, and a big thing that's helped me that I've been doing for quite some time is I actually go through and I utilize Outlook to schedule my day and my calendar, and I actually do set aside specific times for certain types of responsibilities or activities that I'm going to be doing in that slot. So for instance, and this is coming to business and personal. So on a personal side, you know, if I know, like for instance, if I know that I want to be working out and there's a certain regimen that I want to stick to, I actually have that in my Outlook calendar on the days and the times that I should be in there and reminding me an hour beforehand, you know, popping up on my phone that I need to be making sure I'm getting up and I'm getting ready and I'm going to the gym. You know, things like that help out a lot to, you know, not only to stick to your goal, but really making sure that you're keeping yourself accountable to your goal. But the most important piece then after that is setting aside times throughout the day that you do your best to stick to make sure that, once again, you're going to be maximizing your time spent in the office. So the first one, what I do here, and I work with, once again, I work with clients, companies, potential clients, and referring partners. So what I've done and what I do every single day, and it's pre-planned, is I'm always, once again, planning out my days. So I set aside specific blocks of time showing that I am busy when it comes to working with my current clients, when it comes to working with potential leads, lead generation, revenue generation, when it comes to reaching out to referring partners. That could be considered revenue generation, but at the same time, to me, I do keep them separate, because when I'm reaching out to an affiliate or a potential referring partner, I treat that much different, and what I'm going to be talking to them about is much different than I would be if I'm reaching out to someone that referred to me or referred to me somehow, or randomly found us on the internet and to our website and reached out. There's some differences that happen there and how I approach that. But I'm setting aside these times, you know, and allows you to hold yourself accountable to what you should be doing. And another big part that I also do is I always make sure that I have a priority. And right now, the priority for me, and if you are in any sort of sales position, priority should be your current clients. People who have decided to work with you and your company, that should be your number one priority. So for me, it's my number one, because if my clients aren't happy, that is going to look poorly on myself as a person and my character and everything included, as well as the company itself, which then easily could result in people not wanting to refer people to the company. So clients are number one. People that have purchased either your product, your service, whatever it is, they are number one. Because not only that, if you keep them happy, you provide a service that you spoke to them about, that you sold them on, they felt comfortable to work with you because they understood what needs to be done, they've been educated, well, then also hitting their goal, whatever it was, they're going to refer you. You know, and that's what it's all about, is referrals. And really working out there and helping people and creating that. And that's why, once again, clients are the number one priority to me in my day. So I make sure I schedule plenty of time for my current clients to make sure that they're always getting the service that they need, and I'm always devoting time to them so that way they're always happy. And then after that, obviously being I'm in a sales position here and working with potential clients and companies, I also will then bracket out times that really maximize my time, or the right times when I should be reaching out to people like that. So for instance, it could be early morning, it could be lunch, it could be evening. Those are normally going to be the best times if you're reaching out to a consumer, you know, directly when it comes to, for instance, Cornerstone Student Loan. It doesn't really make sense to reach out to someone in the middle of the day when they could be at work and they can't really talk. Now you don't have their attention, you're catching them at a bad time. That could easily put them off. So it makes sense to reach out to them at times where they actually can spend time to talk to you and actually open up to you and what their situation is, and then also you can provide them the solution, or at least catching them at a time where they can talk a little bit, and then scheduling a time that works best for them. So those are things that I always think about, you know, when I'm reaching out to people. And also during those times, you have to remember, if you're in a position where you're working maybe not just locally but nationwide, for instance, like Cornerstone Student Loan Services is a company that can service people nationwide, I have to keep in mind the differences of time zones. So what I'll be doing during those times is understanding that I block out not only morning, midday, and night. You know, a lot of times what I'll be doing is if I'm reaching out to someone, let's say I start in the evening, you know, 4 to 8, I actually have bracketed out for reaching out to potential clients and leads and lead sources, things like that. I'm going to keep in mind where the time zones are, because I might start on the East Coast first, work my way up to the, you know, over to the Midwest, and then ultimately over to the West. That way I'm once again allocating those times to catch them at the best time based on their time zone and the time of day. So those are things that I put together, and that's why it's very important, once again, not only to plan your day, but at the same time utilizing systems that help you do what I just talked about, like when to reach out to a client or when to reach out to a potential client or lead, based on time zone, where they're at, everything. So for me, I actually utilize a software called Infusionsoft. It is a phenomenal software. It's developed for what's called marketing automation, but it also has a CRM function in there to help you with lead management and client management, whether it be consumers directly, you know, obviously people, or maybe it's a company. But regardless, the function is the same. So really it allows you to go through and schedule not only when to reach out to someone, you can track what has been said, you can track your calls, you can track your emails. You can also put them into some phenomenal marketing campaigns. So for instance, if you're out there and you're trying to obtain new business, and let's say you're utilizing not only the phone, but let's say email, email can be very beneficial and effective in obtaining potential new clients. But if you don't have a system put in place to help you get that email out, and you're trying to get that out to multiple people, doing that yourself on your email can be very, very time-consuming. So what's the point? You know, it's effective. If that's your only option, you got to do it. But by obtaining the right type of software and creating these processes, you could do what's called, once again, automation. So through Infusionsoft, what I'm able to do is go through there, and when I have a new potential lead, and if I have their information, maybe they went to our website, Student Loan Help Us, and they want to be contacted, you know, it automatically will notify me. It's sent to Infusionsoft. Infusionsoft notifies myself. In there, we actually have a spot optional when they would like to be reached out, whether it be by a phone or email, and a time, or at least a time slot and a date, so that way we can appease the client. But it's all automated. So once that comes in, I then have a follow-up task created for me, when to reach them out, their new potential lead. Everything is put together. It's automated. I'm not having to manually put that in. I'm not having to try to figure out when I should reach out to them. It's all done automated. And let's say, for instance, I have a hard time getting a hold of them. Well, over a certain amount of time, based on how you create it, you can put them in what's called nurturing. So therefore, I'm not being overwhelming on them. I'm not cold calling them and following up and following up and following up and push, and then I turn them off to the product. Maybe they're just looking for information and they're not ready to pull the trigger now. You know, this would allow us then to do what's called nurturing. So that way we can, every once in a while, based on what you're looking to provide, you're always giving them that education. You're always giving them a little snippet about your company. Hey, we reached out in the past, just wanted to send you some new information. Maybe it's a change that happened in your market. Maybe it's something that you feel like, you know, it's important for them to know, but you're doing it every so often. So you're really providing that client real education. You're not overwhelming them. So therefore you're not losing that potential client, because by able to nurture them is very important, because if they reached out to you, obviously they're interested. So maybe it's just not the right time. So why would you potentially lose that client to a competitor months down the line just because you didn't want to take the time to nurture them properly? That's a lot of lost business, or potential lost business. That's why it's so important to nurture. And once again, it helps you maximize your time spent in the office. Once again, we're creating systems to automate ourselves, but yet it's still personal. So the setup and being able to do all this does take time, but then once it's implemented and going, it's you're effective. You're going every day. You walk in the door, you know exactly you have everything planned out, who you're calling, why you're calling, everything to the T. Any time that is not blocked out or not done for those specific times, that's time that you can be doing additional things. You know, growth, you know, learning, going out of your way to find podcasts, blog talk radios, whatever you can be doing to learn more, to learn from others. It's a positive thing. So these are the type of opportunities that I'm always looking for. But in order for me to do that, I have to maximize my time spent in the office, so I'm not stuck in the office for 16 hours when I could have, in reality, got all that done within 8 hours. You know, that's what it's all about. So to me, those are things that I've done to help me with that. Now, also on a marketing side that I feel is very effective is social media. And I know the opinion of that is it varies. Some people love social media, some people hate it. I'm not a big person on actual company pages. I have company pages for the companies I work with and work for or own, but I really just have them there because it's almost like a business card. You want it out there, but it's not. To me, it's not a tool I use to get my information out as much, especially with the changes that happened somewhat recently with Facebook. It's very difficult to get your information out that way unless you're paying, you know, quite a bit. You're allocating a somewhat large budget towards that to push your information out there. So for me, I actually like to utilize my personal page on Facebook, my personal page on LinkedIn, and then my personal on Twitter. So what I do is I'm very active with social media, believe it or not, but I don't spend that much time on it. So what I'll do is I'll actually have pre-made positive quotes, real topics to discuss, anything there that can get your name out there, but not in a way that's in your face and just always sell, sell, sell. It's real education. It could be something completely off topic that you know people will like to see and will want to engage in. A lot of times questions are a good thing that engages people, and by engaging them, they then want to learn about you. You can learn about them, and once again, you're creating that relationship. But what you can do that's really nice with Facebook is you can kind of allocate yourself times that most people actually use Facebook. So once again, for me, I'm going to be focusing on morning, lunch, and evening. That's really the primary times most people are going to be on Facebook. So therefore, that's going to be the time where I'll probably throw in a quick little quote. Maybe I'll throw in a quick photo. I'll put out a question. Maybe I'll put out something completely personal. Whatever it is, I mean, it's a personal page. Even if it's a company page, you want the whole point of social media is to interact socially with others. That by doing that is how it's going to create them to want to learn more about you and your company, which once again could easily turn into a referring partnership, could turn into a client. So that's why I really like that. Now, a big thing that I like to do is LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a phenomenal social media tool. What's nice about it is if you're in an industry, if you're in a professional industry, like for instance, let's say sales, it could be a great tool to help you get connected with not only potential clients, but then once again, affiliates, referring partners, other companies, whatever it is. It's really nice. So one thing that I've done is I have opted in to pay a monthly premium to allow myself to monitor who's actually viewing my profile, because when someone views my profile, I can actually go through there, see that, and respond to them. You know, because there might be some that they had a question on, but they didn't decide to pull the trigger for whatever reason. I can actually reach out and kind of create that interaction saying, hey, I noticed that you viewed my profile. Just wanted to reach out to see if you had any questions. Would love to connect anytime. Give me a call or email me. Something very short, sweet. But I've actually gotten a lot of people reach back out to me because of that, which actually has turned into potential clients, and referring partners that I still have today. So it's very nice. Another great thing that LinkedIn has, it gives you the opportunity or ability to almost, it's almost like in a way a blog. You can actually create a post, but not so much a post that you just, you know, do like a, you know, 140 characters, real quick quote and press enter. You could actually go through and do what's called publishing a post. So this is a really, really good tool. If you're looking to get your education out or education out on your company or service or whatever it is, you can actually go through there, create a published post. You can put a background to it. You can create a title, and you can go through that almost like a blog and actually go through and write out. You can add photos. You can add clips. I mean, it's phenomenal. So it allows you to get that information out there. And for anyone that's connected to you on LinkedIn, in the upper right, they'll actually get a notification that someone has published a post. So by doing that, that could easily turn into them clicking on that and then once again going in there and reading about what you just said there. And once again, you're creating that social interaction and getting information out there without being intrusive and always in your face, in your face, in your face. So those are some things that I've utilized that have worked very well for me. Once again, it allows me to maximize my time spent in the office without having to be here day and night. You know, and I'll always, you know, it's always the lead generation, the referring partners, but then once again allows me to spend time on my clients and things that need to be done for the company. Another big thing that I want to talk about today, and I feel like a lot of people are nervous to do this, and even myself, this is the first time I've ever done my own blog talk radio or podcast type option, but this is a really good option. I think this is something that if you have something to say that you want to talk about, It's a great way of putting your information out there, and it creates credibility. It could potentially create someone to, you know, take the time to listen to it and understand what you're talking about that they may have not given you an opportunity before to do so. You know, so that's a big reason why I like taking advantage of these type of opportunities like Blog Talk Radio that we're on right now. You know, it's great. To me, it's what it's all about. I also feel it's very important if you are to do something like this that it's not always about your service. You know, sprinkle that in, but really whatever you're able to, provide any knowledge that you have to to other people that could easily potentially help them, you know, so that way they can be better, you know, become more successful in what they're doing. Maybe even if it's not the same industry or the exact same, you know, position, it's still business, and it's still people have similar responsibilities that they need to do daily. And it allows them to potentially pick something up that helps them. That's what it's all about once again. So thank you so much for listening to Credit Havens today. It's Wednesday, February 18th. I will be back on next Wednesday as well at 12:30 p.m. If you ever have any questions and you want to reach out to me directly, do not hesitate to call me. My office line directly is 612-444-3426, 612-444-3426, or you can always email me at Jared, J-E-R-R-A-D, at studentloanhelpus.com. So thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next week.